is the Don and Mike Show.
Hey, hey, be careful with that. That's the most powerful trank gun on the market. Huh, got her in Mexico.
Cool.
Yeah, it is cool. They say it can puncture the skin of a rhino from a...
Ow! Yes! That's awesome!
What?
You just took one in the jugular, man!
Whoa!
Yes!
Is this bad?
You should pull that out.
Wait. Wait. Pull what out?
The dart, man. Got a dart in your neck.
You're crazy. You're crazy, man. You're crazy. I like you. But you're crazy.
I'm so tired.
The Don and Mike Show.
They love wigs and the women who wear them. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
And welcome back to the best of Don and Mike from 2 to 3 p.m. leading up to Don and Mike live at 3. I'm your host, Artinger here, the legendary Joe Artinger with you. Now, in this next segment, Rob's daughter Julia picks the NCAA tournament picks, and I believe that's where this tape came from.
Hello.
Let's listen and find out. It's the best of Don and Mike on 106.7 WJFK.
Let's get to Julia Spiewak, who's three. She's going to pick. Get out your brackets now. Yeah. I think she's starting with the first round. We'll figure out.
Hello.
What she's doing here.
Julia, we're here to do the NCAA Division I men's bracket.
Bracket?
Oh. So I need you to say hi to Uncle Don.
Hi, Uncle Don.
Hi, honey.
Hi, Uncle Mike.
Hold on. Stop it for a minute. Stop. This is the cutest thing I've ever heard in my life.
It really
right
is.
She's a
hi to Buzz and to Joe.
Hi, Buzz. Hi, Joe.
And to all the Don and Mike Show listeners.
Hello, listeners.
What's your name?
Julia.
And how old are you?
Free.
That's right. You have a little bit of a cold, but you're still doing the bit, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you want to tell a joke before we start?
Yeah.
Okay.
Where does a dog park his car?
Where does a dog park his car?
A barking lot.
A barking lot. That's terrific. Is that a good joke?
Yeah.
Okay. Here we go. We're going to start in the first...
Daddy, she... telling that joke?
That's the first joke she ever understood.
Yes, she is an angel.
That's great.
She's great. She's got a little stuffy nose, right?
She's got a cold.
Oh, that's cute, too.
And just remember...
He's the dad.
That's the father, ladies and gentlemen.
He's the dad. Just round, Julia.
I tried...
Okay, put that down, because we're just going to do this. It won't take too long, okay? Kentucky or Lehigh?
Lehigh.
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 Washington or UAB?
Washington.
Providence or Pacific?
Pacific.
Kansas or Illinois?
Illinois.
Boston College or Utah?
Utah.
Georgia Tech or Northern Iowa?
Northern Iowa.
Papa
and Nana.
That's right, Papa and Nana do. Michigan State or Nevada?
Nevada.
Hold it, come here.
Okay.
Julia, please come here.
Okay. Hello.
Oh. Valparaiso or Gonzaga?
Gonzaga.
Hold it. Let's pause it right there.
Oh, she's breaking my
pause
heart.
Pause it right there. And everybody, now fill these out.
Oh, man.
Hello. I'm already privy to Julia's final four.
How'd she do?
I'm going to tell you, her final four is pretty strong.
Good.
Her championship game is very strong.
Wow.
And her choice for the national champion.
Right.
Well, let me just say, wise beyond her years.
Hey, that's great.
Wise beyond her years.
Oh, she's an angel.
Yeah. Fill out your brackets with the three-year-olds. I mean, listen, we've had my kid do it. We've had a monkey do it before.
Right, right.
We had, one time we had birds, roosters doing it, pecking, just to prove
this is
that
better.
Anybody can pick the NCAA.
And when this is done, say the hello.
St. Joe's or Liberty?
Liberty.
Oh, that's an upset. Or Charlotte?
Charlotte.
Florida or Manhattan?
Manhattan.
Upset.
Oh, this is an important one. VCU, where Daddy went to school, or
now,
Wake Forest.
Oh, now,
You're influencing her.
Come on.
Where Daddy went
to school. What are you doing to that adorable child?
Well, maybe we should pick the other school. Forest.
Wake Forest.
Are you sure about that?
you didn't
probably
didn't
right. Wisconsin or Richmond?
Richmond.
Pitt or Central Florida?
Central Florida.
All right, I'd like to point
Memphis
out a pattern
or
here.
South Carolina.
Yeah.
There
South
may be
Carolina.
A pattern.
No, Mike?
Yes?
Rob will break it up later.
Okay, okay.
Because I know you're getting in the first, second.
But no, there's really no pattern of her taking the last one every time.
Oh, and she's not? Okay, I thought she might be, because when she didn't take VCU, I thought that might be a pattern.
East Washington or Oklahoma State?
Oklahoma State.
Okay, are you ready to do the second block?
Uh-huh.
We can play as soon as we finish making our picks. Come here. Do you know thousands of gamblers are depending on you?
Yeah.
Alabama or Duke?
Duke.
Seton Hall or Arizona?
Arizona.
Illinois or Murray State?
Illinois.
Hey, all right.
Cincinnati
there's no
or ETSU?
She likes that word.
ETSU.
Right on.
What are you talking to?
What's that?
What are you talking to?
We're taping this for the radio show today. Do I have permission to put your voice on the air?
Yeah.
Okay.
North Carolina or Air Force?
Air Force.
Okay, Julia,
Air
come
Force.
Here. Texas or Princeton?
Princeton, I said. Illinois.
Hold it.
She likes Illinois.
Louisville or Xavier?
Xavier.
Monmouth or Mississippi State?
Monmouth.
Okay. Texas, San Antonio, or Stanford?
Stanford.
Hold on, I got some wiseacre here. Hold on a second. Or maybe he's actually paying attention. Dan in Rochester. Dan.
Hey, I wasn't trying to bust your chops, but Lehigh never even made the tournament.
Yeah,
Florida
put Florida in place of Lehigh.
Right.
Yeah, Rob, did you know that there was a game played to find out who would be the 64th team?
That would be my fault for relying on Julia.
That's Rob, not Julia. So just put Florida instead of Lehigh.
I knew Julia would have corrected him.
You got it. Thank you.
Sorry, sir.
What happened? There was some kind of game they played?
There was a tie for the last spot, the 64th spot.
Right, right.
And it turns out, I guess Lehigh was the better team, but the team, with the crappiest record. Oh, Florida A&M, they won.
Instead of Lehigh.
Right.
Right.
Sorry about that, folks.
That's all right.
Alabama or South Illinois?
South Illinois.
Syracuse or BYU?
BYU.
Go Mormons.
Julia? UTEP or Maryland?
UTEP.
Oh.
You're going to make some people around here sad with that pick. Vanderbilt or West Michigan?
West Michigan.
How about NC State or UL?
UL.
DePaul or Dayton?
Dayton.
Oh. Did you know that Dayton is a game that grown-ups play?
I'm a grown-up.
You're not a grown-up. UConn or Vermont?
Vermont.
All right, Julia, we're going to pick the winners of the second round now, and I need you to pick Arizona or Duke.
All right, now this is where it gets down to where the rubber meets the road.
Start taking notes.
We're into the second round now, okay? So now we've gone from 64 teams to 32.
Right.
Here we go, second round.
Duke.
Now I need you to pick Illinois or ETSU.
Illinois.
Air Force or Princeton.
Princeton.
That's an upset.
Xavier or Monmouth?
Monmouth.
Stanford or South Illinois?
South Illinois.
Upset.
UTEP
big upset.
Or BYU?
BYU.
BYU? West Michigan or UL Lafayette?
UL Lafayette.
Right on.
Dayton or Vermont? Lehigh or Washington?
That'd be Florida.
Washington.
All right, Washington, so we got rid of it.
It doesn't matter because at this point, Lehigh / Florida A&M, they're both out defeated.
Mm-hmm.
Defeated in the second round.
Pacific or Illinois-Chicago?
Pacific.
Of course. Utah or Iowa?
Utah.
Nevada or Gonzaga?
Gonzaga.
Yeah.
How come you picked Gonzaga?
Because I like that.
Liberty or Charlotte?
It's a fun
Charlotte.
One.
Manhattan or Wake Forest?
Wake Forest.
Good pick.
Richmond or Central Florida?
Richmond.
Hey, how about Richmond?
South Carolina or Oklahoma State?
Oklahoma State.
Okay.
Now.
Oklahoma State. Now, we're going to pick the winners of the regionals, okay?
All right, so now we're going, if you're following on your brackets, and for those of you that don't follow the NCAA, TS on this one, because I guarantee there are guys all over right now filling out their brackets.
Oh, you bet
they
are.
Be. Because wait till you get to the finals. This 3-year-old girl now. Okay, so now we've gone to
the third round. Okay, so we're down from 32 to 16.
Mm-hmm.
This would be down to 8, right? Is this the Elite 8?
8 games, yeah.
Yeah, the Elite 8.
We got through the Sweet 16.
So here we are now to the Elite 8.
Okay.
Washington or Pacific?
Pacific.
Utah or Gonzaga?
Utah.
Huh.
Charlotte or Wake Forest?
Wake Forest.
Any reason to pick Wake Forest again?
Yeah.
What's your reason?
I like my mommy.
Me too. Richmond or Oklahoma State?
Oklahoma State.
Okay, come here. Illinois or Duke?
Well, we had an edit there.
Princeton
she to the garage
or Monmouth?
Well, she wandered off quite a bit, right?
Yeah, this took 22 minutes. I got it down to 7.
Okay.
I mean, there's a focus.
I was saying, my God, to have a 3-year-old sit that still.
And Rob kept wandering off.
Yeah, know. That's right, Rob.
South Illinois or BYU?
BYU.
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 That's right.
Okay, BIU.
BIU.
UL Lafayette or Vermont?
Vermont.
All right, we're almost done now. Utah or Pacific?
Pacific.
Wake Forest or Oklahoma State?
Wake Forest again.
This is just a hint to you.
Mm-hmm.
She's hot on the Wake Forest, I believe, Demon Deacons.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I think she's hot on this team.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she believes.
Vermont or BYU?
BIU.
Monmouth or Duke?
Duke.
Pacific or Wake Forest?
Wake Forest again.
Again?
Why do you like Wake Forest so much?
Because I like it so much.
BYU or Duke?
Duke.
Wow.
Really?
Yeah.
Any reason?
Uh-huh.
What?
Mommy.
I don't understand, but okay. Now we pick the national champion.
Okay, now let me run this.
No, Rob, sounded like it's 25 minutes.
We have in your final four, Pacific.
That's a long shot.
Versus Wake Forest.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well. And Duke versus BYU.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty good.
Julia has selected as the final two teams Wake Forest.
Mm-hmm.
And Duke.
Pretty good game.
Hmm. For a 3-year-old, that's pretty good. Who wins, Julia?
Julia, I need you to focus. This is a very important decision. It's the last one, okay?
Okay.
This is going to determine the national champion on April 5th. Who will win, Wake Forest or Duke?
Duke!
Will they win by a lot?
Uh-huh.
Do you think they'll cover the point spread?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, this is Julia reporting for the Don and Mike Show.
Yeah!
So long, everybody.
I love you.
Love you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Love you, Julia.
Oh, what an angel.
Cute.
Here she is. And not only that, this has to come from Carrie. Can't come from you. You and sports are not bedfellows.
No, but that's not a bad thing.
Your girl did a good job here. Now, she got some crazy, crazy picks.
But it all siphons out in the end.
Mm-hmm. But here's the thing. She gets hot on a team like Richmond.
Right.
And she gets hot on a team like BYU, where she says BIU.
Mm-hmm.
But then when it comes down to Duke versus BYU, right. I almost said
Duke.
BIU. Duke.
And the famous Duke.
And she likes Wake Forest all the way.
Yeah.
She likes Wake Forest. She likes a lot of big schools.
And the brackets, do we have the seeds? Do we know where they're ranked? Because I'd be curious to know.
Duke,
I know Duke has got to be in the top 10.
Duke is a number one seed.
Mm. Right.
BYU is a number 12 seed.
Yep. Okay. And Wake Forest
is a number 4 seed.
Sure. Yeah.
And Pacific is... That's your long shot. That's your number 12 seed.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, but not bad.
So she did,
not impossible.
She did pretty good.
That's fantastic, and she's adorable.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Howard Stern.
Don
and Mike. This is Redskins Radio. 106.7 WJFK.
Twin brothers accused of murder. One found guilty. Now the killing could start again.
This guy's wanted for killing at least 8 women in 5 states.
New Without a Trace, CBS Tonight.
Do you love winter and the great outdoors? The people putting on the winter sale at REI have a few simple queries to help you decide. Do you consider a blizzard good weather? Have you ever attempted to ride a bike in the snow? Do you currently have hood hair? Are you wearing enough down to alert a hunting dog? Have you ever used the line, your thermo-insulated sleeping bag or mine? Do you ever wonder what it would be like to be a kitty cat? Me neither. Have you ever dressed a snowman in fleece? If you answered in the affirmative to any of my questions, winter is definitely your thing. And so is the REI Winter Sale. November 19th through the 28th, winter lovers save up to 30% on selected gear and apparel. Made for chilly days, frigid nights, and those times when your snot freezes.
The REI Winter Sale starts this Friday. Save up to 30% on the gear and apparel you need to make the most of your outdoor adventures. Visit REI in Rockville, Timonium, College Park, Bailey's Crossroads, Fairfax, or at REI.com.
People love free. Free is fantastic. And free is, well, free. And free is a great value with Verizon Wireless. So if you love free, you need to get over to the big buy one, get one free super sale. When you buy one phone, you get one free. From color phones to camera phones, it's a free for all, each with new two-year agreement. Take the sleek Samsung A670 camera phone. Originally $129.99, it's now just $79.99 after mail-in rebate. Buy one, get a second one.